continuing our Holy Week focus, but with the lights on. Our Holy Week focus on that dark, momentous Friday afternoon. About 2,000 years ago, we hear one of the last things Jesus said from the cross. It happens to be exactly one word in the original language recorded for us from John 19:30. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So often in school or at work, we finish a task only to face another one just like it. How often does this happen? You complete a math assignment, and big surprise, another one's due the next day. Or you punch in at your part-time job, you get a list of duties from the shift supervisor, and you're not that surprised when the next time you go to work, it's about the same thing. It seems like we're not really done with our work, whatever it is. Unless we're adding a garage onto our house or building a robot? How often can we say what Jesus said? It is finished. I want you to think about that, but realize something, that when Jesus said that, he said that for us. He said that in our place. And unlike Jesus, we don't have to do constant work 24/7. We get to take short breaks during the day, like now. You students have the weekend off from classroom attendance. We're looking forward to a 4-day weekend, and not long after that, a summer vacation, extended amounts of time where we get to be off duty, so to speak. With Jesus, that wasn't the case during his ministry, during his earthly life. He was never off duty. Sure, he took some time away from the crowds. He had brief respites away from preaching. He did rest according to the needs of his body. But never, not for one moment, truly 24/7, he faced these constant responsibilities of being the substitute lawkeeper, Savior of the world. Ever and always, he had to live up to the expectations of the Heavenly Father. That meant resisting every temptation, avoiding every kind of sin. That meant every thought in his head, every desire in his heart, having to be right, good, loving, perfect. Every word out of his mouth, true, righteous, edifying. Every deed that he would do had to be, down to the smallest of details, in complete harmony with God's commandments. Truly, it was constant work that no one else could possibly do, and yet everyone was supposed to do. Round-the-clock obedience to the God who created us all. Even on the cross, we find Jesus doing the right thing, thinking about others instead of himself, praying for his enemies, reaching out to the penitent criminal in his dying hour, thinking of his mother and looking after her in her deep distress. All of that while going through an incredible amount of pain and suffering. All of that while being subject to this cruel mocking from the people he was trying to save. Through all that difficulty, he persevered. He even persevered through that horrible, unimaginable experience, which Professor Schaller brought to our attention yesterday. That horrible experience of having his father forsake him. Well, finally, just moments before his death, Finally, he could say, "It is finished. The work is done. The righteousness required of the world has been fulfilled. The full atonement for everybody's sins has been paid." This is more than a fact of Bible history. This is very good news, because what Jesus did will fill the gap of what you're supposed to do. What Jesus did will be the replacement of what you're supposed to do. Let's think about that a little bit. Not only did Jesus die for our sins, but He lived. He lived for you and me. So when the Bible tells you in no uncertain terms, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy," you should recognize the legitimate demand laid upon you, the demand of holiness. Own up to the fact that you failed miserably. And then, don't despair, claim the work of the Savior and use that as the replacement. In other words, "it is finished" means my righteousness has been fulfilled by Jesus. Your perfect holiness has been done for you. This is also the answer to this constant problem of our sins, a daily problem. To every accusation of the devil, to every pang of conscience that we feel, to every demand of the law of God, including atonement, we've got the answer. Do you need to suffer some penalty for your sins? Well, Jesus said, "It is finished." Do we need to do anything to make up for our lack of righteousness, to fill in the gap ourselves? Well, Jesus said, "It is finished." How can you improve on His perfection? How can you pay any part of a debt already paid? That doesn't make any sense. "It is finished" really does mean that Christ has completed for you everything God requires of you, including full restitution. Complete payment for every sin, including those that seem to us really awful. The ones we did that are really awful in our way of thinking, as well as those sins that keep happening far too often. It is finished. They're gone. Now, I don't want to leave the impression that faith does not matter. Surely it does. We could not survive without it. I don't want to leave the impression that we can take the commandments of God and do whatever we want, ignoring them and what they have to say. The cross of Christ has never been a license to sin, and believers would not use it that way. But the fact remains, for those who put their trust in Jesus, the Lord has truly taken the pressure off your access to God every single day. Your privileged status as people that He regards as spotless. Your promised future in heaven with Him, all of it has been bought and paid for, freely given, no strings attached. So, you can rest, you can calm down, right on top of the work of the Savior already accomplished. Yes, you can face your own death if it happens to be today or tomorrow, with the assurance that you will pass the inspection because your salvation is complete. And if you live today, tomorrow, and days after that, you can go about your business as a student, a robotics team member, a baseball player, an employee, a servant of God with various responsibilities, knowing that the really hard part, what's so impossible for you and me to do, is already done for you by the Savior who loves you. Amen. We close our worship today singing all stanzas of hymn 185. Hymn 185.
Yes.
Tomorrow,